Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Afternoon. This is the afternoon show coming to you every day at 3 p.m., teaching you everything you need to know about masculinity, dating, relationships, attraction, the stuff you need to know to crush it in your dating life as a man. Gentlemen, there are some things I'm very, very good at, and there are some things I'm not super great at, but I try my best at them. Designing YouTube thumbnails is an example of something that I am not incredibly great at, but I give it the old college try, right? Now, one thing I am very good at, however, very, very good at, not to toot my own horn, is talking to women, engaging them in conversation, keeping them interested in me. And to be honest, I was lucky in that this was one of the very few things I had to learn about women that came a bit intuitively to me. And there's a reason for why. See, my particular personality type tends to be kind of agreeable, and I tend to have a little bit of a people pleaser in me. This is bad in some ways for masculinity. I've had to really overcome the tendency to be a nice guy, but this has helped me in many ways when I talk to women because of one simple foundational principle. See, women evolved over eons and eons of time, depending on people liking them and being interested in them for their very survival. Thus, women have truly evolved with a deep set, I'm going to call it need, for attention and validation, especially from people who they deem to be high value people, especially attractive men that they're actually interested in. And this leads me to the subject of today's afternoon episode. Women love talking to men who do this. What does this mean? I'm about to tell you. Women love talking to men who are really good at showing her that they want to learn about her, that they're actually interested in learning about her as a person, men who are really good at asking questions, doing some fact-finding, and then actually listening, and then asking even deeper follow-up questions because they actually want to get to know her. Gentlemen, this is a massive level-up attraction hack that very few men ever tap into because they do not understand the full power of how this can create emotional impact in women. Here's the simple truth of it. When a woman is attracted to a man, when she finds him physically attractive, when she's digging his vibe, digging his energy, right? And she's liking the interaction and she's enjoying, you know, his presence there. And then he shows interest in her and he engages her in conversation and he asks her about her past. He asks her what things she likes. He's actually interested in finding out what kind of person she is. And she detects that his interest in her is so legitimately human that it even supersedes his quest to make a move on her. This does two things. Number one, it enhances the attraction she already felt for him at the beginning, but it does something even more important than this. It creates what I call a commitment signal. Women have evolved to pick up on commitment signals because they need to protect themselves from male opportunistic mating strategies because mating for women is so much more dangerous than it is for men. Thus, women have evolved to look for signs that a guy's actually legitimately interested in her. Hence, a lot of guys who are only interested in hooking up or something like that, who only want a short-term fling, they're not going to be as interested in her as a person per se as they are in what she would be willing to do with him. Whereas a guy who's actually interested in a woman for who she is, maybe a long-term partner, he's interested in her history, her values, you know, the things that make her tick, you know, all these different deeper elements of her personality, a guy will want to learn these things and will be eager to learn these things and won't be in such a rush to just rush to the hookup type part of it. And when she picks up on this energy, this sends strong commitment signals. And this lets her brain know, hey, you know what? This guy is actually interested in me deeper than just a hookup. This guy's actually wanting to know me as a person. And this is massively attractive to women. Now, there's one caveat. You can't just spend all your time talking to her, you know, having hours and hours and dates of conversation. You do have to make a move at some point. You can't just stall forever. But when you insert this ingredient into your interactions correctly, it can have massively beneficial effects on your ability to broadcast masculine attraction cues and commitment signals. And women love this. They pick up on this. And this is the missing ingredient that so many men are missing. So next time you go on a date with a woman, next time you talk to a woman, start just asking her some questions, settle in and spend 10, 15 minutes, even 20 minutes just studying her, learning about her, analyzing her, asking her legitimate questions and listening to the answers, actually trying to get to know her, this could make a huge difference in your ability to actually connect and create some emotional impact. And gentlemen, if you're struggling with this dating thing, keep in mind, I offer free 15-minute discovery calls for men who want to improve their dating lives. Listen, I went through this whole process. I went from dating zero to dating hero. After my failed marriage, I had to do a total life reset, had no idea how to date, developed my own dating system over 2.5 years that actually works, tested, proven, and battle hardened in the actual trenches, me in my dating life. This is the system that I used to go from not being able to get a text back to filling my calendar with amazing dates with amazing women. I offer courses. I also offer one-on-one coaching, and we can talk about those things. You can find those down in the description, but it really all starts with a 15-minute free discovery call. It doesn't cost you a thing. I would love to hear about your dating situation, and guess what? We might be able to solve your dating problem in 15 minutes, and you might not even need anything extra. Believe it or not, it happens more than you would think. A lot of guys aren't having huge debilitating dating problems. They just need to get one or two things sorted out and then they're good to go. So this is a service I offer complimentary to my audience because I care about you guys. And my biggest purpose is to help men improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. So gentlemen, sign up for that free discovery call so that we can get your dating problems squared away and get you on the path to creating the dating life of your dreams. Gentlemen, that's all I've got for this episode of Joshua Zagapis in the Afternoon. I will be back tomorrow morning bright and early for another episode of Joshua Zagapis in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Zagapis signing off.